Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Actually, if the Astros couldn't have any Latin American players, you'd have Verlander, Greinke, McCullers. You might start
Whitley, could he finally get a chance to start then?
Well, then, yeah. I mean, you would have Whitley, and then you'd probably have Joe Biagini as your fifth starter.
No, Josh James before Biagini.
Well, Josh, but you can't have African Americans either.
Yes, we can.
Oh, we can?
This is only Latin American.
Then Josh James would be our fifth starter.
No, I'm just kidding.
And then Joe Smith, Brad Peacock, Blake Taylor, Chris Davinsky, Ryan Pressly.
Brad Peacock would be a starter ahead of Josh James.
Maybe. We'll see. Yeah. And Biagini in the bullpen.
James is terrible after one inning.
I'm not sure on Taylor Jones. The jury's still out on that thing. So maybe him at first.
Jury's not out.
Garrett
Stubbs at second. Jack Mayfield at short. Bregman at third. Garneau behind the plate. Reddick, Straw.
Brantley.
Tucker. No, you got to have Tucker. You know what? Miles Straw at second. And Garrett Stubbs is your backup catcher.
You had Springer, Brantley. You're letting all those guys in, right?
Huh?
They don't have to leave.
I was eliminating African Americans and Latin players.
So what are we doing?
It's a white separatist league.
Just white guys.
What the initial thought was, what if African Americans decide not to play sports anymore, and then you throw in Latin Americans for baseball, because there are not a lot of African Americans who play baseball,
right?
On the MLB level. So yeah. So if it's not a white separatist league, everyone of color saying we're not doing this anymore.
Sounds like 1970s SEC baseball. Right. College baseball.
And I think Springer could play half the games.
This is why I don't want to play this game. The Taylor Jones thing was sketchy.
I haven't even had to bring this out the entire week.
You should have left it in your bag.
You should have left it for our show yesterday.
Yeah, John said some things.
Let's get Carlos in here. Let's talk about the boycott. What to say, Carlos?
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to say I love the show. I wish y'all guys could stay on from 7 in the morning to 7 at night.
What?
7 o'clock, I put on Pandora.
Stop, Carlos.
That'd be amazing.
No, we're not doing that. Thank you. Good night.
Hey, after the show, I challenged, say everybody should go check out that Saturday Night Live where Michael Jordan hosted. And they have a bit in there when he was the first black Harlem Globetrotter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would kind of be the way that the league would be set up if all the blacks were to boycott it. But I'm going to hang up and listen and enjoy you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's a funny piece. Michael Jordan playing with all the 1950 white guys. Yeah, 1940 or 50.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, remember that?
I forgot about that. What's so ironic is that one of the things that I was legitimately shocked and saddened is to hear a young, like, and by the way, people throw millennial for anyone who's young. We're into Gen Z now, just to take some heat off all the millennials. Like the people you make fun of when you see the little kids who look like they should be that when they're busy throwing stuff through windows in Portland and then they go back to their mom's house. Those are Gen Z. That's the age of 2021. That's Gen Z. That's not
millennials.
That's
anymore.
Not millennial. Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but there is a thought that LeBron plays against this amazing group of players, and this is a really good time for basketball. I mean, I really do believe that. but that Jordan played against people with back injuries and who were smokers with back injuries and who were also plumbers on the side. Like, hey, that's what we said about guys who played in the 50s. You can't use that against Jordan. He played against plumbers and non-athletic players. There's a real that's a real thing that's out there, by the way, that Jordan played against a bunch of non-athletes.
That's not true.
Oh, no, but it's ask Dell. Dell, is that out there?
What?
I don't think it's that so much.
It's 100% out there.
At least on
Twitter with some of the LeBron versus Jordan.
Well, yeah, that's a LeBron. Yeah. LeBroners making
maybe from the Gen Z Zoomers. I think the biggest thing is you don't see LeBron playing against players with cul-de-sacs on their head. Like NBA players now, if they don't have any hair, they'll just cut it all off.
Right.
Back in Jordan's time, like at least when he first started.
Well, don't forget Manu just left the league.
But no, that's not a cult. He just has a giant ball.
No, he means the Jordan
that cul-de-sac thing where it's like, and then they still have the hair. Like the Karl Malone.
Like Gus Johnson.
Yeah, not Gus Johnson.
No, not Gus Johnson. Gus Williams.
Yeah, that.
World Be
when,
Free.
When people watch that, they're like, oh. This must have been going on in the 40s. You watch these guys.
And you can still play,
you got Caruso now.
And it's a shock to everyone. Back then, it wasn't a big deal. Karl Malone would just shave it down on the sides. He still have the cul-de-sac going.
But white guys are gonna hang on longer.
That's true.
Except LeBron has hung on a long time. But now in the bubble, he can't tighten it up, so you can really see what's really going on.
Well, they got a barber there.
No, but he can't. I'm saying whatever he gets to fill in. The spots you can start to see on top, like LeBron's real hairline is coming through.
He made it known that
they got magic products that you can put.
I'm sure
in your
the barber's there
like,
too. Why
doesn't Tiger use that then? What's up with
Tiger's
deal?
He doesn't care.
Oh my god, no! But he takes it off at the end.
It's a shock.
Oh my god.
Oh, you never
the
know what
best golfers. Is Stewart Cink.
That's the worst.
He can't be whiter.
That's the worst.
And he's got a bald head and the red line from his face of where he's getting tanned.
How do you go
and then
out,
he takes the hat. I know. How do you go
how
out
do you
to
go
dinner?
Out in public ever.
And it's just a giant white dome.
Hey, hun, do you want to go to dinner? Let's just do takeout again.
Can't you wear your hat?
His wife.
We got to go somewhere where you can wear your hat.
His wife was so excited. Everything's casual. I just wonder, wouldn't you like to go to that new restaurant? She was so happy when pandemic came. Oh, thank God. Everything's takeout now. I don't have to go out with this thing.
That is the worst.
Hey, can we go out to a nice restaurant? But you know what? I just love the little crab place we go to. It's fun.
McDonald's.
We don't have to get all dressed up. You can wear your hat.
I feel like McDonald's again.
I love when you wear your hat and you rep your company.
I'm looking at images. I'm looking at Patrick Reed's hat tan. If you just type in Patrick Hat Tan or Patrick Reed's Hat Tan, because he has hair, you don't see it on his head, but you just see his forehead. It's just,
oh my god, good lord! It looks like somebody grabbed a handful of
flour,
flour.
Look at who Stewart Cink.
I've seen that. And it's jarring, but the Patrick Reed thing is crazy because it's only his forehead.
Oh, my
forehead.
God. Patrick Reed.
Show Twitch.
It's a giant.
Show Twitch.
Twitch. Here's Patrick Reed. Okay.
Oh, my god.
And Stewart Cink is the worst.
I'll show Twitch this. There you go.
Here's Stewart Cink. He's the worst. Stewart Cink is the worst.
Do golfers not wear sunscreen on their faces?
Apparently not. Apparently not. That is so terrible.
What do you do with that?
It's 9:13.
That's way worse than I could have anticipated.
9:13, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Bassett and McCullers tonight, Montas and Greinke tomorrow, Luzardo and Valdez on Sunday. Let's go. So that's the weekend. Hey, bigger. I guess it's bigger for the Rockets, obviously, because it's Game 5. That's going to be tomorrow. Is that 5:30 tomorrow? Did they say?
Yeah, 5:30. Watch what's listed on ESPN, but it doesn't have a day.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's supposed to be 5:30. And let's remember, does this change? Remember, this is two additional days off that the Rockets got. Does this change anything with the...
Well, then it looks like Russ will play for sure. I mean, he was going to play.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah. No, yeah. He was going to play.
Are you sure? I thought that they had downgraded Russ.
No.
I saw on the day of, because we didn't know this was coming, there was a report that it was ruled out, but we did see later on.
Right.
We did see later on that he was he was warming up and going through a workout with the intent to play.
Yes.
But early that morning, I saw a report that said he was ruled out for
right that day.
So I got the word the day before the game from a coach, a buddy of mine, got a call from a coach who said he's going to play. So then I was going to tweet it out, and then not 10 minutes later, it said Russ ruled out for game 5. So I was like, whew, thank God I didn't say anything. But then Jonathan Fagan, who Dell disrespectfully calls Fagan, said he is a game time decision now. And the thought is that he is going to play. Now, if 2 days ago he had a possibility of playing, 3 days later it looks like he will be playing.
Yeah, as long as there's not a setback, we should expect him to play.
It's going to be really full go?
Do we know if he's a full go, limited minutes? Is he just going to start and go his 35 to 40 minutes? Do we know what that?
We don't know anything.
What the plan is for him?
Basketball talk has not been the talk out of the bubble, so I don't think we know from a strategic standpoint. And I'm not sure.
Wouldn't it make sense that they'll play him 25 hard minutes as opposed to, or maybe even 30, as opposed? I mean, Russ is stop and go, and that's it. It's not like, well, Russ is going to, he's not going to drive to the, he's not going to, you know, that's what Russ do, right? Russ can't come out and just be, okay, he's going to change this game. He's going to be a jump shooter today. No,
I was just asking about minutes restriction. Will he have that or
I would imagine. I would imagine. Does he stay with 9 deep now? Because it's at 8 right now.
Who would suffer if Russ can play 30 to 35 minutes? Probably, unless Ben McLemore doesn't make the first couple shots. I think Ben McLemore, if he doesn't make the first couple shots, he's the most likely guy to suffer.
Probably. House, too.
Well, because Mike D'Antoni has shown that if House doesn't make shots, he can take him out.
Beat it.
Yeah.
Jeff Green is going to still be there.
He'll be their small
ball. Covington will still be there.
Jeff Green's their backup small ball 5, so he's big.
I think Rivers could probably see a huge decrease, too.
He's a ball handler, and he's taken up some of the slack without Russ being there. So, yeah, that makes some sense, too.
Russ is going to play. Russ will be playing.
By the way, to clean this up, got something on the new show on ESPN. Guy reached out and said, this guy has the longest username ever for Twitter. But he said the reason that was given for doing 42 seconds was that it was Jackie Robinson Day. It usually takes place in April. Since there was no baseball being played then, they're basically making up for it now. That seems disrespectful, though. If you're going to do a Jackie Robinson Day, do it where you can honor Jackie Robinson.
Was everybody wearing the number 42?
No, see that doesn't feel like a correct answer.
Yeah, because if it was the teams who did play, we would have seen them wearing 42. Did we see that on anyone?
I don't think so.
Or was it Jackie Robinson Day for New York for whatever reason? I don't know.
That's what I want to know. Like Jackie Robinson, well, Jackie was what, Brooklyn Dodgers?
Yes. Yeah.
Brooklyn to LA both, right? Yep. Wasn't he played? So you could have a New York thing, but that was Dodgers. It was a different organization.
Yep.
Did he ever play for the Marlins?
No, Jackie.
Was he on any of those teams where they loaded it up for 1 year and then got rid of everybody?
No.
And they went from World Series to like 40 wins?
No, but I was a season ticket holder for the Marlins since 1971 and a fan since 1964. And because of your protests, I'm no longer a Marlins fan.
Can't call back to jokes from yesterday.
Why not?
You're not allowed to call back.
Story filed to ESPN. The Houston Rockets held an intra-squad scrimmage Thursday to get All-Star guard Russell Westbrook his first full-speed 5-on-5 action since he was diagnosed with a strained right quadriceps. Sources told Woj. Source looked as explosive as ever. Mark Berman confirms Russell Westbrook will play. No, I don't doubt that either. No, Russ is going to... Now, he's probably going to be a minutes restriction, though. I would imagine. I mean, Russ, Russ, we need you for the rest of the way, not just this game or this series.
Well, with a couple extra days, who knows? Maybe after another workout, maybe they up his minutes total. The quad is a thing, though. We topping out at 30 minutes, you think?
Topping out at 30. Yeah. Hell, they Russ don't play. No, don't forget, they don't play Russ in back-to-backs.
Actually, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They're careful with Russ.
All right, I'm going to give you some over-under.
Because that knee, on top of the quad, he's got the knee.
Russell Westbrook assists over-under 4.5.
Over.
Russell Westbrook, okay, 5.5.
Over.
What does he average a game?
He's going to have 7 or 8.
Even though with limited minutes?
He averages 8. This year he averaged 7.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense then.
Yeah.
All right, I'll make it 5.5. 5.5 is my number. You're going over?
Over.
All right. Well, doesn't that, turnover.
It depends
3.5. Over, under.
Well, he averages 3.5. He averages 4.5.
I'm making them both lower because I anticipate maybe.
I don't think he's going to have an average. I think he's going to come out and be explosive. I think he's going to drive. He's going to be maniacal.
Over, under on 3-point shots, 2.5.
Under.
I think so, too. I think 2.
Yeah.
The problem with Russ and his assists, a lot of the times they're kick-out threes, and that's going to depend on P.J. Tucker making shots.
Yeah.
And whoever else is in that
corner. With Russ on the floor, you get more open looks.
Over-under on points for Russ.
That doesn't help. The Rockets had plenty of open looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just breaking.
Yeah, but he does average. Well, that's why he's not averaging a triple-double anymore, is because he's got the Rocket shooters.
And there's no big man to dump it off to for easy
layups. Right.
Yeah. Right,
there's
no easy buckets for us. What if I said 17?
What was James without Capella? Because James had a boatload of assists to Capella.
His assist total is still pretty high. I mean, he had to give up some elements of ball control. I mean, some to Russ.
But he lost a lot of assists when Capella left.
Clint Capella was good at his job, which was catching lobs and dunking it. He was kind of a weak rebounder for his size. Like, he was kind of weak in the ass. So he didn't, like, he could get pushed off the spot too easily.
He's got weak A?
Yeah, he did. Looking to get pushed way out the spot. Huh. Now, he was able to, like, any shot block totals, if you just look at the totals, you'll say, this guy's not blocking enough shots, but the game's not played. You really have to take into account how few shots, relatively speaking, are contestable shots. You don't have one-on-one center versus center with a center playing one-on-one backing a guy down. Like, you're not going to have as many block shots right now in the era of trying to rush to 40 and 53 pointers. You just don't have the same block shot attempts.
As far as assists, 7.5 this year for James, 7.5 last year.
The same, huh?
Took more shots last year. Took less this year. About over 2 less shots this year, but 7.5. That's actually remarkably consistent in a couple categories. 6.6 rebounds last year. Same this year. 7.5 assists last year. This year, so just some stat anomalies, I guess. But assists total or average, no difference.
That's weird. That is wild because he had a lot of easy baskets with him. What was your other under over on Russ points?
I started at 16.5. I made it 17.5.
17.5 points? Yeah, I think Russ, don't forget this is Oklahoma City. This is the first time he's able to play.
There's no telling what. Russ could go 5 for 17, or Russ could go off. Like, he's hardest ones for me to gauge.
I don't think
his first game back from
for
a while.
I think 3-point shooting Russ could go 5 for 17. I don't think driving to the basket Russ can. But
he could be gassed. Now, gassed, you won't be able to tell. Russ never looks like, you'll be able to tell.
But I still don't think when he's driving and going to the hole that he's going to be 5 of 17.
Remember this, too. The Rockets have been a much better defensive unit without Russell Westbrook on the floor. And that's not an accident. Russell Westbrook is a minus defensively. He hurts your defensive effort. You know who I've been very impressed with, actually, has been House. House has done a pretty good job defending. House has had his hand in the passing lane.
Leaving his guy in the corner on the drive in the last seconds.
I actually think that Daniel House, he's one of the more athletic players on the team. Like, House has kind of surprised me a little bit this year. He's not just the guy who spots up. He's got some ability. He's got some length. He's got some athletic talent. He's got the ability to play a little bit of defense. EG is going to give you much better defense now that he's on the floor. Russell, you get him on the floor, and that defense is going to go down. But with Russell there, now House is going to be out of the lineup. So you'll have, what, Covington, PJ, right? Yeah, Covington, PJ, and three-guard lineup.
To answer your question about last time he's played, the last time he played was August 11th. They'll play tomorrow, which will be the 29th. That'll be one game in what?
18 days.
It's not a lot of basketball for him in the last 18 days.
No, but hey, I'm telling you, against Oklahoma City, dude is going to be ready.
It's not a question of his energy. It's a question of whether he'll be good at basketball.
Yep. Oh, I think he will because, again, he's not going to be jump shooting Russ. He can't be.
By the way, Russ can go 5-for-14 without shooting jumpers. He did that against Portland on August 4th.
But for the most part, he's not.
Well, he had a 13-for-30 in the bubble against Dallas. There are still some bad shooting nights. Well, 43% is not awful, but 5-for-14. So we'll see. I think we know he's a wild card, but to your point, since the change in attitude, he's been a much more efficient player.
Yep. 929 ESPN 97.5. What's his heart like, Lance?
Well, I don't know, but I can tell you this. For athletes, like on a serious note, if you've had COVID, for example, one of the things that's happening for a lot of people that they have found out, and this is not the scare porn or anything like that. This is real. A lot of people are having issues with myocarditis. And myocarditis is an issue that it's an infection with the heart that can happen after you have viruses. And it's something that, if it's not treated, can become very serious and even lead to heart attacks. And that's why CoreMed is so important for you to know. This is a group right here in Houston. Dr. Burkholder was formerly with big-name hospitals here, and he left because he saw what potentially is just such a great concept to help not just young athletes, not just people who have had COVID and want to get their heart checked out, but everyone. Your heart health is so unbelievably important. Cardiovascular deaths are the number one cause of deaths in this country right now. And yet we don't check on our heart until there's something really wrong. And yet people get scheduled maintenance on vehicles all the time. But the heart, we wait until it's too late in many cases. What CoreMed can do is they can have you come in for an EKG, an echocardiogram, and they're two different things. The echocardiogram gives a real live look at the heart. An EKG, an echocardiogram stress test. And they can tell you exactly what your heart health is. And if you get that checked out every single year, you can end up being in great shape. But many people have issues and they don't get it diagnosed. The echocardiogram gives you a chance to diagnose it very clearly, and they do it effectively. It's with a very, very high rate of success. And you could end up having, being able to take care of an issue that could cause you trouble down the road. Same thing for young athletes. We see tragedies every single year. Get your young athlete checked out. If you had COVID, get your heart checked out with CoreMed. Go to CoreMedSolutions.com. They're right there off the Southwest Freeway. But the great thing is they have mobile units and they can come out to your workplace. So if you're a small business owner, or if you want people to, you want CoreMed to come to your business and test out your workers, they can do that for you as well. And it's affordable. For the first time, an echocardiogram is actually affordable. And they'll work with your insurance company as well. Make sure you go to CoreMedSolutions.com. They can bring the testing to you. CoreMedSolutions.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:33 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. We had a little interaction today. That was something. So a bunch of college football programs have canceled practice to discuss social issues. Plus, we've got the COVID issues at some schools. Texas Tech, North Carolina State. Who else? Has Notre Dame had problems?
They shut down for a couple of days last week. Auburn this week had canceled practice yesterday and the day before. They're expected to practice today. We'll see how that goes.
Serious question, though. Has anything changed from the George Floyd discussions colleges were having?
To now?
No. I don't think anything. I mean, I think they've had discussions. I understand the concern. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything that's going to be changing in terms of the dialogue unless it just ramps back up and it was down. I don't know.
Well, we've seen Texas react to what their players wanted. Ricky Williams and Earl Campbell's names will be on the field. They think they removed
the
names.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm saying, we had this happen after George Floyd. Is there new discussions or different discussions happening now, do you think?
I don't know. I know the Boston College, Boston College didn't practice, and their whole thing was, hey, we need to figure out things we can do in this community to further change. It's such a broad thing to say because that becomes something where you are talking to lawmakers, and the college athletes have the impact and the influence to make the local lawmakers change things, but they're having those discussions. I guess maybe they can influence what happens on campus. If they see things that are wrong on campus, they can try to get those things changed. I mean, I think this is where people are like, what are you guys doing? What does pausing practice do? What's that going to do? What's a day of talking going to do? Some of it may be just simply a mental health thing. Hey, yeah. Things are nuts, and I don't feel like doing this today. I'd rather talk some things out than actually go play football or at least practice football. And like you said before, Lance, just want to be heard.
Yeah, that's probably the case because nothing has really changed from a standpoint of if you're having those conversations, there's nothing – this isn't going to be different than the discussion. So that's it's kind of just a general question.
How about the Nebraska players that are suing the Big Ten for – canceling the season? They're suing, seek damages of less than $75,000 for the fall season to be restored. 8 players, 13-page lawsuit. So I wonder where they came up with this number. Somebody, is this the money that maybe they would have been handed by boosters after the games if they?
Now
you do lose that. That is income that you would have had.
I would say the players, if they're asked, aren't going to give that as their answer. I don't know what the number's about. It seems like it's more about, hey, we want answers. Like in discovery, we want to know. We want to know the process because we don't feel like you're being very clear. I think the basis for it is you had Big Ten presidents go, well, wasn't really a vote. Maybe there was a vote. They'd like to know where everyone stood. They'd like to know what was said and go from there. I don't know if suing the Big Ten's going to force a decision to be reversed. But if all you get out of it is, we want to know what everyone said, what everyone thought, and where they stood, maybe that's enough. You get your pound of flesh. Oh, the Minnesota president really had an issue. Now we know. Well, I guess that's what you're looking for.
You're going to pay lawyers to do that.
Well, who knows what the lawyers are?
Yeah, maybe the lawyers are doing it because it'll be a profile.
Maybe they're really big Nebraska fans too.
Yeah,
and they want answers too.
I would. But what? So we're trying to save your life, so you're going to sue us.
Maybe they said, "Hey, give me the choice. Don't take the choice away from me."
You
want to
be pro-choice for your life?
If I wanted to play, let me play, and if I don't, let me opt out. Don't take the choice away from me. Maybe that's part of it as well.
Yeah, that's part of it. But at the same time, people at the top have to make decisions for everybody because you can't. Like, you know what's interesting? I just had somebody tell me their son has a scholarship offer to a Big Ten school. And he just texted me saying, this Big Ten school just froze all scholarships for this year. And it's no longer available. And this kid can play. And a Big Ten school said, we're freezing. They froze scholarships. So now he's got to look at a different school.
That's a story. What school is it?
I'll tell you during a break.
Yeah.
I'll tell you during a break.
Well, they should come out. They should come out and say it.
Well, I mean, here's the concern. What it looks like is this school is like, that'd be some, the concern might be, I need to get more information, like if this is temporary, but it could be, okay, well, we have so many players who are going to be coming back next year. Because it's not a big time where it's a bunch of guys going pro. So it could be one of those things where they say, we just don't have enough scholarship offers because everyone's coming back.
Or we're not willing to pay.
Right. We're not willing.
And we can't pay the extra.
And the NCAA is going to, because these guys that do come back because they didn't play this year.
Don't worry about this, Dill.
Look at him.
What are you doing?
He's like a bear.
My back on
I do that all the time.
During the show?
What's the difference? When?
But that
what do you mean, what's the difference?
Wait, I just went to the bathroom. Guess what I did on the wall? I scratched my back.
You weren't on the air.
When you have bad shoulders, you have to. No, but it could be. It really could be a situation also where they don't have money.
Spring, though.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people think that's not happening now.
Yeah, probably not.
And if they do play this spring, they're still allowed to come back and play this fall or the next fall.
Yeah.
So
maybe this school just says, well.
Well, and I think they're right, though. You saw the article that said they have to go to remote locations and play this season in January and February. They can't not start this season in March and play next year as well.
No, I've always felt like it had to start in February.
They got
it.
Well, the talk is they're going to actually probably take the football team to the South and play their season in January and February
How
in the South.
In the South or like Minnesota? I thought it was going to be Big Ten area like Minnesota
with
in
domes.
Those stadiums. That's
yeah,
what I
that
saw.
Would make a lot more sense.
Well,
they're going to play in the Big Ten footprint, but in domes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I had thought it was going to be in the South, but maybe you might be right.
It's easier to bubble up in one city
right.
that's closer geographically.
And you
to where
can play
you
multiple games on field turf. It doesn't affect the grass, stuff like that. But if the school you're talking about doesn't sound like a major power, so maybe they're saying we're not gonna have 105 kids on
maybe
scholarship.
Maybe they can't afford it
for two football seasons. We're not doing that.
Well, but it's not really though. Well, I mean, those kids won't be eligible to play in this spring league in the spring.
When does a kid show
and
up?
And those seniors will be done after this.
Not unless they don't have to be done.
Well, if they are done, if this is their fourth year, if their fourth year of playing, then they're done.
But they keep the year of eligibility. It doesn't matter, right?
No, not if they play in the spring.
I thought if you play in the spring or the fall, it doesn't matter. If you're a fall athlete, whether you play in the spring or the fall, you keep your year.
Oh, well, okay. So, apparently, apparently, they put it on his position. They put, for sure, a hold on all scholarships, at least at his position. So, I guess the guy can't speak to everyone else. But this particular position. So I don't know. We'll find out. But he wants to know about another.
Well, that is a story, though. I mean, if a team, if a school is now.
Well, I want to find out.
Nullifying
unless they're
scholarship
backing out
offers.
Of, backing out of some scholarship offers, yeah. Well, but that happens, too.
That does happen.
Yeah, it happens. That's not that newsworthy. If right. it is, if an entire list of scholarships is put on hold for an entire school, that's going
to
get out.
That
like, that'll
happened
be a story.
That happened to JT.
Really?
Yeah. Who was the kid that originally went to SMU and he left? God, I forget. But JT was offered a scholarship, and then this kid was offered a scholarship as well. And this kid, he accepted the scholarship, and then so the coach called and said, "Listen, there's only one. We're only giving one quarterback. So he accepted before JT did. So we're going to go with him." And then the kid backed out and went somewhere else.
Now that stuff does happen.
Yeah.
I mean that happens.
So I'm reading up on it, and it does. I think you're right, John. It does appear to be if you are a fall athlete who plays in the fall, you get it doesn't matter how many games get played, you keep your year. It doesn't say anything about fall athletes whose seasons get pushed to the spring. So this is about the...
Yeah, I would imagine that you're playing... This is your fourth year of playing. You don't get to play again. That's it.
It's fall athletes, if your season is interrupted or you play a full year, you do get your extra year if you play in a fall. If your season gets pushed to the spring, I don't see anything about getting an extra year.
Right, right. Well, all those kids from last year, the spring kids, they all got a year because they didn't play.
Yeah.
They're going to have to wait an entire year to play.
The only difference here is fall athletes, no matter what, as long as your season starts in the fall, even if it doesn't finish, you get to play again if you want. Or right. you don't lose a year of eligibility.
Right, right, right. 943 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. My CBD American Shaman, it's working, baby. I'm telling you, I love it. you have less anxiety. I had a buddy that asked me. He said he went there and he saw when you go to the American Shaman place, you might see there you got those pop ups of me and taking the American Shaman and it's it. I'm telling you, I'm a believer. He was asking all kinds of questions about addictive and all. No, none of that. None of that. What it is it's much different than the other CBD oils in that it's water soluble. So when you put it in the water and then you drink it, you're drinking like this white, it will turn the water to white. And it's miraculous. And it's not really because it is white. But it now, because it's water soluble, it goes through your bloodstream evenly as opposed to oil and water, which wouldn't hit all the places that you want it to hit. If you have any kind of inflammation, if you have joint problems, if whatever it is that you need healing, talk to them. They're knowledgeable. They will tell you everything that you need for whatever it is. And if you have anxiety, all of these things, if your pets have anxiety, they have CBD oil for them as well. You're looking for a great way to feel better, to sleep better, to just be better. It's a CBD American Shaman. There are 30 locations around the city and all over, all the way from Conroe to Galveston, from Beaumont to Katy. There's all over. So if you're looking for a great way to feel great, CBD American Shaman, shop CBDTX.com, shop CBDTX.com.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, whoa. 713-780-3776. I'm having a discussion here. Don't you have to distinguish wings from chicken, right? I know wings are chicken.
Yeah.
But they're like little baby chickens, like little people chickens.
What do you mean, like when you're telling people what you're going to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's this difference between saying, oh, we're going to get chicken or we're going to get wings.
Wings.
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
There is.
There's a big difference.
But you can just say wings.
Why did you do that?
Just seeing what the response would be.
I saw that. What's that about?
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know what he's doing. He said it. That's terrible. Is that Cristiano's girl?
No, it's Emily
Ratajkowski.
Ratajkowski. She's too skinny, but she looks better there. She looks pretty better there. Yeah. Yeah. Emrata?
Yeah, that's her Instagram, at Emrata.
You got to take a look at her Instagram.
I've seen it.
Yeah, you saw it.
Tommy Stark's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say chicken wings.
You say wings.
We're gonna or wings.
Why do you say chicken?
Well, or you can say wings.
If you're going to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken or Popeye's, you say chicken. But if you're going to go to a wing place, you get wings.
You just say wings. Wings, everyone okay. knows it's chicken wings.
I mean, I've
right,
said
but you're I, not you have to distinguish because I made chicken and I made wings. So I'm distinguishing that there's a difference.
Yeah, wing place is specifically mini drumsticks and wings. Flats, and then you've got, yeah. well, the little, you know.
Yeah, drumsticks and flats. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever they're called. We call them mini drumsticks, I guess. What? That's what me and you call them. And then
that's what you call them.
But the other one, yeah, you say you're going to Popeye's to get a chicken sandwich and to fight somebody.
Well, no, that you
are we still fighting about chicken sandwiches at Popeye's?
No, it's not
right
a thing anymore.
Actually,
I can get it without having to fight, right? It's not Thunderdome anymore.
Well, actually nobody's getting them, I think.
Yeah, it's not a big deal anymore. But Popeye's does have the hot honey chicken. Apparently it's spicy honey thrown on their chicken.
Well, what's that about? Neat concept.
You get I haven't had it yet, but apparently that's
the If you go to Popeye's and you just don't Popeye's get chicken their, sandwich their spicy good. Chicken, then you're just wrong.
Popeye's chicken sandwich was good. Yeah, and Popeye's overrated. You get spicy chicken.
You
at
just get
spicy
chicken. That's all.
Overrated their chicken sandwich.
Their chicken sandwich is overrated.
Yeah, it's not even a spicy chicken sandwich. It's just a chicken.
I don't know why they didn't use their regular spicy chicken sandwich, and that was it.
No, we really need to sell our spicy sriracha, so we're just going to do it
I guess.
Trash ass sandwich.
Whoa, trash ass sandwich.
It just goes to show.
Trash
people
ass
were,
Lance like trash
were
ass sandwich.
Fighting,
not surprising.
People were smashing their cars into other cars and drive through lines for a chicken sandwich. the same damn chicken sandwich that's there right now.
Right.
It's the same. This isn't even like when people act a fool on Black Friday over, you know, cut price televisions or whatever.
Underwear.
I mean, at least you understand that there's a special price. You know, even though it looks just so ridiculous to see people throwing hands in a Walmart over this stuff. But the chicken sandwich, it's not even like they were saying we're giving away free food. They're saying we're going to charge you full price and we're going to create some kind of hype behind this sandwich so that you guys will smash your cars into each other and literally fight each other over a chicken sandwich. Mm. The same chicken sandwich is here. No fighting, no car smashing, nothing.
Same thing. Same thing.
Yeah.
No.
Did that happen in 19, though? We can't put that in the 2020, right?
No. That what?
Did that happen in 2020 when we had the Popeye's crazy?
Was the Popeye's craze in 2020 or 19?
Was it the first part of 2020?
Hold up,
or
man,
the last
it feels
half
like
of
a 2020 move, but.
Because people couldn't go out for quite a bit, so it had to have been that January to March range then. Was it then?
I'm just going to put Popeye's.
I feel like that was
2019. Popeye's fight compilation. Apparently, there's fight compilations at Popeye's. Oh, Popeye's fight compilation chicken sandwich madness. December 2nd, 2019.
Yes.
Okay, it's 19
thing.
But there is enough to have an entire fight compilation that lasts 18 minutes. There's 18 minutes worth of fights because of a chicken sandwich.
Oh, an overrated chicken sandwich.
Man, this run that we're on, Popeye's chicken sandwich fights, toilet paper, Tiger King.
And that's when things were normal.
Well,
not
toilet paper and Tiger King came.
When did Tiger King come out?
Tiger King didn't come out until pandemic.
Pandemic.
Or maybe right during early pandemic.
Yeah.
It may come out right before.
That filled up how many shows during the pandemic?
It was right at the start. Basketball got killed off, what, the 11th or so?
March 11th.
Tiger King came out the 20th.
Yeah.
So not that next Friday,
well,
but the Friday after
that.
Do.
That was 9 days with nothing. And then we had Tiger King to talk about. Then we had Last Dance.
We did.
Then we had...
Last Dance was what?
Then we had George Floyd.
That's not so much of a we had or...
No,
but
that
what
was
you're saying.
A topic
of conversation
for
the country.
Yeah, topic. This has been a hell of a run we're on. Whew. And now Jacob Blake.
Don't you want to go back to the times where we were talking about chicken sandwiches?
I mean, that seemed like it was, wow, how stupid. And now it would be like,
remember
when we used to talk about sports?
Well, we'll get back to that. Sports are back today. College football is back tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. College football.
Apparently, Central Arkansas and Austin Peay are pretty good FCS teams.
Oh, Austin Peay?
They're pretty. Apparently,
see if there's somebody I need to watch for draft. Maybe
there's a cornerback for Central Arkansas you should be watching.
Let's go, Peay. Who you got in this one?
Well, Central Arkansas is a 4.5-point favorite.
Central? Oh, wow.
Central Florida. Oh, yeah, Central Arkansas. Here you go. I got a cornerback.
They're
You're
FCS?
Right.
They're
not
both
a bad
FCS.
Cornerback. Robert Rochelle.
I think they're both FCS playoffs teams last year. So it's, as far as FCS is concerned, it's a good matchup.
I got a pretty janky defensive in there I could watch too, but I don't think I'm going to.
Let's see. I want to see what kind of line we got.
Austin Peay's got a wide receiver.
No way.
All right. Pretty janky also. 5'8", 176 pounds, and runs a 4.55. With the tiniest, with 29-inch arms and tiny hands. I'm not watching that guy.
What?
I'm not watching short and slow.
He's not slow. He's just not fast enough.
4.55 if you're 5'8".
That's what I was going to say. He's not fast enough for his size.
He could be quick. He better be the quickest guy in the world. We'll see.
You'll watch.
You know what sucks, though, is I was truly counting on the Astros being a stick-it-up-your-ass revenge tour. Yeah. Weren't you counting on that?
Yeah, but...
Watch what happens when Verlander makes you suck it! And then, so, what's that now? He said...
One start.
Just forearm tightness? Just forearm tightness. Well, Yordan's back. But we'll have Yordan and Urquidy soon, right? Okay, yeah. So, Yordan, Urquidy, even if he's out, it's just... He said it's 2 weeks. I trust him over Chandler Rome. So, when he comes back, and we got Yordan sticking it up people's holes, and we got Urquidy getting ready to dominate... Jose Altuve's getting ready to show everyone that this guy never did he wear any buzzers. George Springer's going to make you hate it. Bregman's going to make you hate it. Josh James getting ready to take a step?
Nope.
Osuna, watch what Osuna does this year. This is going to be the revenge tour. And I just don't feel very revengey.
They're meh. It's a meh tour.
It doesn't feel like I was hoping to get Denzel Washington, you know, putting explosives in the backsides.
Whoa. You mean from what?
Yeah. Man on Fire.
Man on Fire?
Yeah. Denzel Washington and Man on Fire did some pretty bad things to people.
Yeah, they did.
You know why? With revenge. I thought the Astros might have a little revenge tour going.
You thought they're
going to... After the Joe Kelly stuff, I'm getting all hyped up like, what's on this season? And now I'm just like, who starts? Belak?
They're a winning team, Lance.
Yeah.
So winning. How did...
Kicking ass.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. How did zero wins against winning teams?
How about more important things that aren't so depressing? The number is 4. Central Arkansas favored by 4.
4 now.
And the over-under 45. Which way you leaning, John? Your first chance to bet on college football this year.
I'm going to go over.
Over 45.
Over 45. I was just looking on my site. I forgot I did this. Oklahoma State to win the Big 12. I got 4-1 on that. And then my pending wagers, I got University of Houston to win the AAC 28-1. So let's go Cougs. Let's go Cougs.
U of H is 28-1?
To win the conference.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, they had a bad season last year.
So what?
Well, no.
28-1 is what you give, like, Northwestern to win the Big Ten.
Yeah. Well, no.
Let's nope.
That's 280.
Is Clayton Tune the quarterback?
That's 28. Yep. That's plus 2,800.
Clayton Tune's pretty good, dude.
They're relatively anonymous, the Cougs, as far as...
Right. They're going to come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But you got a good coach. You got a team with a history of being successful. At worst case scenario, you make them 15.
But I would think nationally.
Worst case scenario, 15.
Where do they rank nationally as far as AAC teams are concerned now? I know we had the Tom Herman years, but you got Memphis, who has been good and consistently good over the last 3 to 4 years. UCF, clearly. You've got a Cincinnati, who was a good program.
Houston's right there with Cincinnati.
I think UCF's going to be.
Realistically, you did. Now, you have had two.
South Florida, Central Florida,
so
SMU.
You had the wipeout with Major Applewhite at the end of the year, followed by a bad first year with Dana. I can understand why people, but I'm just thinking, I mean, there's been a good run for U of H, and to think that Dana Holgorsen won't have an offense ready to go at some point is a little silly.
He will. Yeah, that's going to happen. They're going to win the conference. I'm telling you here right now. Go Cougs. Let's go. I forgot I bet that.
What's their schedule like? Who do they go play on the road in the AAC this year?
We got to look. We'd have to look that up.
Didn't you look that up before you?
Nah.
Before you made your bet?
Sure did.
You don't think that might be important?
Nope. Didn't care.
And this was before. Did you make this bet before the pandemic?
At Memphis,
it's gonna be tough.
At Navy.
At Cincinnati.
At Cincinnati. At SMU.
That's not a great road slate for if you're the Cougs.
Oh, do you think I'm scared?
Well, you're not the one playing. I don't care if you're scared.
I ain't scared of none of this.
Well, you're not playing, so you shouldn't be scared.
Bring your biznotches.
And they get the best team from the other side.
People biznotches.
And they also get UCF, but that one's at home.
Well, if you're going to be scared, Dell, then you don't win 28-1 like I
did. Well, I didn't bet anyway because I don't do that. But it's not a great schedule as far as, you know, running through the conference. Got the best team on the other side at home and some rough ones on the road. So we'll see.
Yeah, well. I think you're scared. If you're scared.
What?
What?
I'm not scared because I don't particularly care that much what happens to them, so I'm not scared.
Yeah, I do.
I know you do.
Let's go Cougs.
Let's win 6-7 games and just feel good about it.
Oh, 6-7 games. Whatever.
They're only playing 10.
Huh?
7-3 out of a 10-game schedule is not bad. Aren't they playing 10 games this year?
Yeah, they're going 9-1.
Whoa.
That's what I said. That's right. Said it right here. Oh.
7-3. That's what they should be looking
for. Oklahoma State wins a Big 12. Bing, bing, bing. Cash my money.
Is that game in Stillwater or Norman?
I don't know.
You don't think knowing where the game is played is important?
That's kind of a big deal?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I know they have the Longhorns at home, but I think the Bedlam's in Norman. So
Oklahoma.
I find it tough to
November
take
21st.
Them.
Ain't scared of him. Well, there's not going to be any fans there anyway.
There are going to be fans. Not a lot. Oklahoma hadn't said they're not having fans.
Right? No.
Well, we don't know.
Did you see the What was the game I just saw would have 19,000 fans?
That's Clemson. Clemson's going to have 19,000 fans.
Alabama right now has more COVID cases than Canada. Did you see that
on
number?
Campus?
That's all because of the campus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alabama. I don't know if it's the state, because it would make more sense if it's the entire state than just the campus.
No, the state I wouldn't be surprised with, because Canada has been on lockdown and done a nice job. But it's probably the campus, considering what's happened to them the last week or so.
So they have more cases. Oh well, Alabama.
You notice this whole segment's been like, whatever. Not scared. Oh well.
Yeah.
What can we say that John would actually be like, oh, that's a problem? What do you think? What could we say?
No NFL season. That's a problem.
You would be scared of that then.
That I would be scared of.
Well, you're not gonna.
10:01 to ESPN 97.5. Beat it.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.